Boker Tov, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now at Nedarim, at the end of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet, in the next Mishnah, Hanoder Min HaTzachana, Hanoder Min HaChalav. We are now looking at the next category of things where the language, and again, this is all based on the local usage, when the Neder is taken one way, it means one particular thing, and when it's said a different way, it means something else. Hanodah min ha-chalav mutar ba-kum. Kum is curds. So if you ban milk, that does not ban the curds, the hardened part. For biosi osir, biosi disagrees. Min ha-kum mutar ba-chalav. But everybody agrees that if you ban curds, then milk is mutar. Abba Shalom, hanodah min ha-gvina, sur ba-ben mulucha utfeila. Rabbi Shaul says that when you ban cheese, it means both salted and unsalted cheese. Hanoder min habasar, if you ban meat, mutar berotev uvekipah, you're allowed to eat the juice and like sediments of the meat. Rabbi Yehuda oser, he bans that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda says as follows: Masev yasar alinu Rabbi Tar from Beitzim shnipashlu imo. He brings a case that's even stronger than the situation that we're talking about, more far-reaching, where Rabbi Tarfon banned eggs that were cooked with meat because somebody had banned meat. So Amrulo, they said back, Ken Hadavar, that's right, Ematai, but only if, Bizman Shiomar Basar Zealai. Because if you ban meat in the abstract, then you're referring only to meat and not to the gravy. But if you're banning a particular piece of meat and pointing to it, then it's that meat and anything around it. This is the rule. If you ban something, a particular thing, and it becomes mixed with something else, here we get into Hilchot Aruvot, if the taste of the thing you banned is in the new thing, asur. And then the next Mishnah, this is an example of it. If you ban wine, then you cook something, ban wine again in the abstract, just all wine. If you cook something that has the flavor of wine, then it's mutar. Amar konam yayin zesheini toem, but if you ban particular wine, v'nafala tavshil, and fell into something you cooked, im yesh po no tentam, harei zasur, if there's no tentam, then it is banned. Now, ur minhu, we challenge this ruling. Min ha'adashim asur ba'ashishim, we're going to see this in a mishnah that we'll see in the next podcast. If you ban lentils, you're not allowed to eat lentil cakes. Rabbi Yossi Matir, and there Rabbi Yossi is Matir, which means Rabbi Yossi seems to take the opposite position of saying that that a neder should be narrowly constructed and not broadly. So lokasha, again, we get back to the same thing. Markiatre or markiatre. It's simply based on locale. Be'atra d'rabbanan karo l'chel b'chel b'lekum l'kuma. In the Rabbanan's place, they called milk milk, they called curds curds. Ba'atra Rabbi Yossi, in Tzipori, Rabbi Yossi's town, l'kuma nami karo l'kuma d'chelba. They would also call curds milk curds, so it was a reference to milk. Now, Tanya, we have a braita that expands on our mission a little bit. Hanoder min ha-chalav mutar ba-kum. If you ban milk, you're allowed to have curds. Min ha-kum mutar b'chalav, and vice versa. Min ha-chalav mutar b'gvina. If you ban milk, you're allowed to have cheese. That's a link that wasn't made in our Mishnah. Min ha-gvina mutar b'chalav. Again, if you ban cheese, you're allowed to have milk. Min ha-rotev mutar b'kipah. If you ban gravy, you're allowed to have the liquidy sediments of meat. Min ha-kipah mutar b'rotev, and again, vice versa. Im amar basar ze alai, but if you pointed to a particular meat and said that that's banned to me, Asur bo uverotvo uvekipo. You're not allowed to have it, its broth, or its sediments. Hanodim in a yayin, mutar betavshil shish bo tam yayin. Again, if you ban wine in the abstract, then it's okay. Amar konam yayin zesheni toim, but if you point to a particular wine, nafala tochatavshil bish bo natin tamar is asur. Almost an exact repetition of our Mishnah. Now, hanodim in ha'anavim, the next Mishnah. Mutar b'yayin. If you ban grapes, you're allowed to have wine. Min ha-zeitim mutar ba-shemen. If you ban olives, you're allowed to have oil. But amar konam zeitim vanavim elu sheni toim. And again, if you point to these particular grapes or olives, asur b'hen v'yotzavan, then you're not allowed to have them nor their product. Now, the Gemara then goes, boy rami barchama elu dafka o sheni toim dafka. He's asking the question of what is the real issue in the Isur, at the end of the Mishnah. Is it because you said Is it because you said Elu and you pointed to the particular thing, or is it because you said the words She'ini Toem? And of course, the very big difference would be if it's She'ini Toem, then if all you said was Elu, then you still would be able to have the product. If the main thing is Elu, then again, if all you said was She'ini Toem, then all you could have is the product. So we have to see what the determining thing is. If you think Elu is the main criteria, the main word that makes it more expanded, so She'ini Toem Lamali, then why does the Mishnah mention the word She'ini Toem, which is misleading? Now, Rambam Bar Chama is not accepting the possibility that you have to say both of them, because it really is a good question. Why would I need to say both of them? Obviously, one of those words expands it to either any sort of taste, She'ini Toem, or Elu, the fact that you point into the thing. So he says it could be that Elu would be the real main thing, and the reason it says She'ini Toem is Hakamash Wanda Fagav Damar She'ini Toem. Maybe it's there to teach you that even if you said She'ini Toem, Ida Amar Elu Mitzavi Lolo, without Elu, it doesn't become Asur. That's what I might think. So we haven't solved it yet. Amar Rava, so let's try one answer. Toshma, konam perot ha'elu alai, if a man bans fruit, konam hen lefi asur b'chilufenu gedilen, we've already seen this, then you're not allowed to have the exchange for it or things that grow from it. Habayotze b'hen mutar, so it didn't say that you're not allowed to have the product of it, just its own fruit if it grows again or if you've changed it for something. So it sounds like if you say elu, you're still allowed to have the yotze man, which means toim is the main issue. No, hu hadin dafilu biyotze man asur. The truth is, in that case, even the product is asur. So why did they pick chilufein? Hadifalei lashmin, because they're teaching us a bigger thing. Chilufein ki gidulein dami. That exchange is considered to be like a growth of the fruit. So let's see the flip side of that. Toshma, she'ini ochel v'she'ini toim. If you say, I'm not going to eat or taste, mutar b'chilufein v'gidulein, then you're allowed to eat or benefit from the exchange or from the growth, because you're pointing to this particular fruit. So, haha yotze mehen asur. So why did you permit chilufen gedulein? And you just said that that's a more extravagant isur, so if you're being matir, that means that you, it seems like the product is still asur, because you would always say the least obvious thing. And the answer is no. I did a lonasi bereshi yotze mehen lonasi anami besefi yotze mehen. Since in the first clause we didn't mention the product, the wine or the oil, etc., we didn't mention it in the seifa also. So we have no proof from there. Toshma Amar Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah, Maseve Asar Bitarfon Alai Beitzim Shin Pashluimo. Has this story, Rabbi Tarfon banned the eggs that were cooked with the meat. Amrulo Ematai, so they, and what did they answer? Bizman Shamar Basar Ze Alai. So you see that when you say ze or elu, it's the same singular form of elu, that it bans also the taste, which would certainly ban the product. The answer is you're right. We know that elu alone is enough. Our question was, is she'ini toim alone enough? Dafka or lav dafka? So Toshma, dag dagim she'ini toim asur b'hen b'ing dolim b'ing tanim en chavim shalim mutar b'tarit trufa uvetzir. In the Mishnah that we learned earlier in previous podcast, if you say dag dagim she'ini toim, so you use the word she'ini toim, but again, it's the abstract. You didn't talk about elu. You're allowed to eat the product. So it sounds as if she'ini toim really does not make a difference. It's elu and elu alone that really defines that here you're not allowed to even have the product of the fruit. So that's not necessarily the case. Amar Rava, ukvar yatza mehen. Rava says maybe this is referring to the juice and the fish juice and the brine, etc., that has already come out of it before you made the neder. Which means maybe when you make a neder on dag dagim and you say she'ini toim, maybe it will refer also to anything that will come out of it subsequently. But stuff that came out before perhaps is not included. Okay, that was a relatively short shiur, and the next one coming up will also be a relatively short shiur when we will finish Perak Shishi. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.